Last month, some 63,000 gallons of gasoline leaked out of the Colonial Pipeline in Huntersville. It was the pipeline's largest leak in the state. But as WFAE's Michael Falero reports, it wasn't the first.
At a recent Huntersville community meeting, Colonial Pipeline Incident Commander Greg Lays faced almost 2 hours of questions from residents concerned about the leak. When asked about what the company knew so far about what caused it, Lays said this.
We are committed to making sure we understand what happened so we can prevent this from happening again in the future. So we will investigate this to understand it. We will be providing that information to our regulators and such. That will be public information, so we do not have an issue with sharing that information.
Many of the residents' questions concerned possible impacts the leak could have on drinking wells and surface water. They also asked about possible soil contamination and what Colonial would report and when. Glaze had to answer a barrage of questions about why Colonial wasn't giving residents more details about the leak.
I am going to take this feedback that I'm getting from you, and I will share that with my company. I'm committing to you that we are going to do a better job of being more transparent.
This isn't the first leak along the 5,500-mile pipeline. The federal agency that regulates the pipeline has cited Colonial 27 times since the year 2000. These citations range from less serious notices of possible infractions to orders for Colonial to take corrective action because of serious safety or environmental risks. For example, an incident in 2016 near Birmingham, Alabama, was the company's largest spill, and it made national headlines. There, a pipeline leak released around 300,000 gallons of gasoline. Weeks later, contractors working on the leak sparked an explosion, killing two workers. Colonial said the cause of the original leak was faulty work by contractors. The resulting shutdown of the pipeline caused a gasoline shortage on the East Coast for weeks. In South Carolina, 1 million gallons of diesel fuel spilled into the Reedy River in 1996. That spill was part of a larger settlement between Colonial Pipeline and the Environmental Protection Agency. Colonial paid $34 million in fines for the spills, and the EPA cited it for gross negligence.
The release in Huntersville is the first release of that size.
North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality's Scott Bullock is the person who gets reports from Colonial whenever there are leaks.
Colonial Pipeline has had 25 documented petroleum releases since 1989, ranging from approximately 200 gallons up to about 920 gallons.
Bullock says those other leaks in North Carolina often have been incidents at facilities, which have tanks and piping that create more opportunities for leaks or breakages. Bullock says pipeline companies have to report leaks of more than 25 gallons, and his department is working closely with Colonial Pipeline for the Huntersville leak.
Colonial Pipeline has, you know, followed the requirements, and we will continue, of course, monitor the situation. We have daily meetings to discuss the site, and we're making sure they are doing what they're supposed to do.
Bullock says the process may be frustrating for some residents, but it can take months of testing and reporting to determine the environmental impact. This week, Colonial says it will release a 30-day report and include the total amount of gallons spilled, which may change from its initial estimate of 63,000 gallons. Another report about the cause of the leak and the extent of contamination of the area, if any, is due in mid-November. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.